It's Coast 93.1. Now we're on the topic of flying squirrels. You're welcome. And Mark, go ahead. What's your contribution? There was a trafficking ring in Florida, of course, guess the state, that was busted for trapping flying squirrels and sending them overseas and making all this money off of them. And I mean, it's just, you're not supposed to do
that. What are they used for?
I don't know. That I don't know. That's what we're wondering. Like, I assume it must be like pets or something, but because you can't get much meat off of them. I mean, look at them. They're teeny little things.
Maybe for like scare tactics or something.
I don't know. I think it's probably pets, you know, that people buy them as pets. You know, like having a hamster, you have a little flying squirrel.
No.
But Mark, you have experience with flying squirrels?
Hey, my mom had 100 flying squirrels in her attic.
What?
What? In her where?
$2,700.
You said attic, right?
Attic.
Oh.
Just checking. Yeah, dirty Kelly.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. So she had 100 flying in Maine?
Yeah.
What?
I didn't know there were flying squirrels in Maine. You know, that's one of those things that...
I don't want to know.
Right?
Yeah. She had about 100 of them there. And,
were they all babies?
No, they were big. And they live in like little colonies and...
Kind of like bats.
Yeah. So they had actually eaten through the lead flashing around the thing. They're little bastards. Is what
they sound like it.
But they look so cute. But they're not so cute. They do look cute.
And they can fit through a hole, like tiny.
Yeah.
Like a mouse, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Actually, Nats. Kelly has a new fear, and it's flying squirrels.
I can't.
Now.
I'm having a hard time.
Add that to that's number 1,013.
Oh.
Yep. I found one in the toilet.
In the toilet?
Were you sitting on it?
What's that?
That's a fear. When you're sitting on it and something comes through the toilet.
No. He was dead. He drowned.
Oh.
He drowned.
That's sad.
Toilet.
Come on. Look at that, Kelly. Look at him.
Oh, please.
You don't think he looks cute?
No.
All right. Have a good day, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
I don't know. I think they're cute.
I don't know why. I'm really disturbed that you think they're cute.
And I just imagine they put the little wings out.
Oh, ugh.
But I just imagine them like if they're in the attic, you know, like they're like, guys, climb back up there. We can jump from up there, and you know.
No.
Like they're having fun.
Go, Ricky, go! Hey, look how far he got.
Did you get the splat?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, they probably have a soft landing, you know.
Mm.
Well, except for the occasional clumsy flying squirrel. It hit the porch umbrella.
Darn. Clean it up.
Jay?
So, okay, here you go. Todd versus Kelly, real quick one.
Yeah, this is going to be real quick.
Because Todd's got to go on TV in a second. Todd versus Kelly, the positive habits... Good habits we've gained during the pandemic. Okay?
Yeah.
What is number one? Positive habits we've gained during the pandemic. They did a survey. Survey says this is the number one. I'll tell you what. Actually, if you get in the top three.
Wow, it's that hard, huh?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In the top three. Kelly, go.
People are washing their hands more.
That's a good habit. Not in the top three.
Wow.
Really?
Interesting.
This is good habits that we've gained during the pandemic.
How about exercising?
Exercise is number three.
Okay.
That was quick.
Oh, well, there we go.
Okay.
There we go.
On the big board.
It's like, all righty. And what else you guys need?
Let's just try for number two and number one.
Want me to do
more? Sashay over to the weather wall now. The thrill of victory
chest
in my
pump
heart.
Out.
Yep.
Fill my suit. All set.
Lee's going to be like, let's go check the forecast with Todd. And Todd's going to be like, yep, I just won. I'll be like, what are you talking about?
That easy.
Nailed it.
Yeah. By the way, you don't want flying squirrels in your attic.
Oh, wow.
Back to you, Lee. All right. Todd's got to go.
What's number two and number one?
Oh, number two and number one. Sorry. Number two is staying in contact with friends and family.
Okay.
Being better about that. And number one was drinking more water.
Drinking more water?
Huh. Yep. Like being better about, how many of us say we need to be better about drinking water?
Yeah.
And during the pandemic, you've actually done that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Lies, but cool.
Cooking from scratch was in there.
It's not water.
Yeah. Yeah, drinking more.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Shopping locally.
Hmm.
Keeping your home uncluttered.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah, you need the space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need the counter for the computers.
Going on more time in nature. That was in there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cooking from scratch.
Yeah.
All right. Todd's got to go on TV. Right. Go do your thing.
Okay. Bye-bye.